Yes, it's the Goldbergs. Oh, hello, Mrs. Jones. You're just in time.
Time for what?
Well, the organist and I want to put you through a musical quiz. A quiz about the three kinds of wash you have on wash day.
Oh, sounds like fun.
First, what's the name of this song?
That guy's been working on the railroad.
Right. Now, what kind of wash does it make you think of?
Oh, that's easy. It's work shirts and greasy overalls.
Correct. And now, what kind of wash does this song remind you of?
That spindle bell.
Let's see.
Winter.
What kind of wash?
Oh, the white pieces, maybe.
Right. Your towels and linens, but you want white as snow. Now, tell me the name of this song and what kind of wash it describes.
Oh, that's two little girls in blue, isn't it?
Correct.
Let's see. Blue color. Oh, I bet that means all the nicer colored washes.
That's it. Bright rayon dresses and slips. Okay, you've named all three. And now, here's the big news about those three kinds of wash. There's one soap that does them all. It's Dove. D-U-D.
What? You mean this Dove does everything?
Yes, that's the amazing thing about this new kind of granulated soap. It does all three kinds of wash. Work shirts, towels, rayons, everything. Why, take those nicer colored washables we described with this song, remember? Well, Dove is far safer for all those fussy colors. Safer than any other leading granulated wash, they say.
Oh.
Yet remember those greasy work shirts? Well, Dove gets those work clothes really clean and without any hard scrubbing either.
Sounds good.
And for snowy white washes, say, Dove gives you the genuine whiteness you want. Why, no soap made can beat Dove for getting towels and linens dazzling white. In fact, you've never seen whiter washes. Honestly, once you try Dove, you'll see it's a new kind of granulated soap.
Say, I've heard enough. I'm leaving.
Wait on.
I'm going to get Dove. Goodbye.
Oh, goodbye. And remember, Dove does everything in your wash. And now, the Goldbergs. It was pleasant enough for Molly to watch her daughter drift down the pleasant incline of falling in love. But suddenly, Molly was awakened with a crash. For she learned that Walter Jerome, the boy whom Rosie has picked from the secret of her heart, was engaged to someone else back in New York. And now Molly realizes that Rosie is actually in love with someone who can't possibly return that affection. It's a little frightening for Molly.
Stop biting your nails, Molly. Don't make a tragedy out of a molehill.
For me, Jake, if Rosalie's feelings are hurt, it's not a molehill.
If you think Rosie's going to go through life unhurt, then I'm sorry to say, Molly, you're not a wise mother.
Yeah. Well, I'm still here to protect her, Jake, if I can. I can try.
How sure are you that she's so aflame with him?
Jake, darling, if I'm biting my nails,
where is she?
Over by Lavella, doing her homework. And why is she by Lavella? So she can pass Dr. Cater's house and maybe see Walter Jerome. Oh, Jay, dear, please, my sweater.
You cold?
Just slightly.
Should I put a log on the fire?
Don't bother, darling. Don't bother, dear.
I have nothing against the boy, Molly. If Rosalie allowed herself
Allowed herself. Since when does the heart ask questions?
What's a person's head for, Molly?
It's nearly a lifetime to know, Jay, darling, what a person's head for. Certainly not at 16. How wise was I, and how wise was you at 16?
Rosalie is nearly 17.
And how smart was I, and how smart were you at 17?
At 17, I was supporting myself. I was a man in the world.
But how wise was your head, darling, when it came to your heart?
I married you, Molly. That was wise enough, no?
Yes.
Here's your sweater, Molly.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
If you're thinking, Molly, think loud. Let me know what you're thinking, and we'll think together, not separately.
I'm thinking, Jake. I'm thinking of everything. Of everything. After all, lately, Rosalie's not a baby. I saw that. Rosalie's a young woman. And Walter Jerome is a young man. The same story, darling. And if Rosalie stays, will she be able to help herself? if he's got a girl and if he's not got a girl. And if I tell her, if I say, Rosalie, don't see him, and if I say to him, don't come here, I mean, after all, and to say that there's another girl, I mean, can I hurt Rosalie that way?
Sometimes a clean cut is...
Sometimes. If Rosie, I don't know, if she could have a little time to think. Time to think without seeing Walter every day. Time to realize that liking is not loving. And that some loving is better if it remains only liking.
If you're still thinking of Florida, of sending Rosie to Tante Elk in Florida?
That would be better, Jake, than to Mrs. Bloom in New York. I think so, Jake.
That's further away from home, Molly.
So it's a little further away. What time is it, Jake?
You're going to call?
I think Tante Elk could be home from the store now. I'll talk to her, huh, Jake?
And Rosie want to go?
That's also a question.
A fine to be, now.
Fine to be.
And good young man has no right to ask a girl to dance anyway.
He didn't ask her, she asked him.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for Tante Elk's number.
Mrs. Sherman, Daytona Beach, that's all?
Mrs. Sherman, Daytona Beach,
That's all?
All right. Hello?
What are you going to say?
Long distance, please.
Why we are sending her is our business.
Who then's business? I'll tell Tom Kelly. Long distance, please.
Daytona Beach, Florida.
Just 1 minute. Daytona Beach,
Florida.
I want Mrs. Sherman. Just 1 minute, Sherman. Capital S.
H-E-R-E-E-R-M-A-N.
M-A-N.
Daytona Beach.
Sherman, how?
Daytona Beach.
Daytona Beach, Florida.
Beach.
That's right.
Florida.
Please. Yes. Oh. There we go. Thank you very much.
I shall call you.
Slight delay on the lines to Jacksonville.
Who said Jacksonville?
That's the main circus.
Circuit.
Oh, circuit. No, so I'll be like you said circuit.
Who'll go with Rosie?
Family?
Come on in, Rosie. Well, the door's open. Hurry up.
Come in. Don't mention not one word, do you hear? If Aunt Elka's call comes in now, I'll go. Lovely? Where are you going?
I'll be right
down. You called for Rosie, family?
No, Rosie called for me.
And Mommy wants to...
Wait.
What? Anything wrong?
Nothing wrong. Wait for me.
Wait till Mommy closes the door.
Family, Rosie went to Dr. Cater's to call for you?
Just an excuse to see Walter.
Oh.
Well, Dr. Cater told me he told her that Walter is engaged.
You know.
Well, she's coming up here with Walter's mother.
Oh. You mean Walter's in attendance? Oh. Then?
Well, I don't know. I suppose any day.
Oh, family, you think Rosalie will want to go to Florida?
Gee, I don't know, but I'd like to see her go someplace until Walter leaves or she gets over it.
Huh?
The telephone, Molly.
Listen, leave me, dear. Leave me. Hello?
Is it?
Yes. Yes.
Well?
Me?
No.
It's me.
So?
I am.
Is it call for me?
No.
Hello? Tante Elke?
Tante Elke?
How are you?
Hi.
Florida calling, brother.
Florida?
We all well.
Yes, good. She'd like some company, Ma.
Tell me, darling, are you busy?
The season is slowing.
The season is slowing. There's a long winter here. Hi, it's wonderful to hear you talking vice versa. Well, under the circumstances, we all tried. Only Rosalie studied very hard.
Not so hard.
Her last class is in high school, and she don't look so well.
She still look well, Ma.
I should say just sometime where you are. I should say. Huh?
Well, oh my. The whole woman. Rosa Tantel kiss inviting you. Hello? Hello, Tante? Oh, that's wonderful. I know Rosalie would have company. I know Rachel and Allie and Montel. Allie, Rachel and Montel, they all there, darling.
What a break for you, Rosie.
Surely, darling. Thanks, Tante. Wonderful. Hold. She wants to know then.
Immediately.
Right away. Immediately.
Hello?
I can't go, Ma.
Well, just 1 minute.
Why can't you go?
I can, Ma.
Why?
Well, I just can't.
But we can.
Why not?
I'd rather not.
No, I
can't go.
But why?
I don't want to go. Thanks, Ma, but maybe some other time, but not now.
Florida, vacation, friends, sunshine. Oh, the very gates of paradise would be nothing for Rosie the way she feels now. All her interests are in Glastonbury, but they'd be anywhere Walter was. And this is more proof, if Molly needed it, that Rosie's in love with someone who has commitments elsewhere in another heart. You know, doing things by half measures is never satisfactory. That's why those halfway soaps for dishes are such a problem. I mean bar soaps because they don't have real speed. Or those tough granulated soaps because they're so short on safety for your hands. Well, such halfway soaps don't belong in your dishpan anymore, no ma'am, because New Does is here. That new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And believe me, Does has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. In fact, Does treats your hands like a baby. Just notice how wonderfully soft and smooth they feel after doing dishes with Does. It's far kinder to your hands than any other leading granulated wash day soap. Yet no soap made speeds through dishes faster than Does. It cuts even tough grease without hard scouring. Yes, you can tell the difference in Does right from the start. Try it today. Does has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Next time, Rosie finds out Walter's secret. This is James Fleming wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.